proper mic technique
on
a hump day.
On a hump day.
On a hump day.
On a hump day.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
They're like, what is going on? Now, we want it to be a little bit different. You know, get the blood pumping in the morning.
Get it going on this hump day.
Hump day. All the blue-collar workers out there, this show is for you.
Yeah.
Well, yes. They're all for you, but today's a special day because it's hump day.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm a working man. You're a working man.
Yep.
There's nothing better than being a worker.
Yes.
You know, someday it's going to pay off. Pride. You know what I'm saying?
Takes pride, man.
You know, it does take pride. And you're what keeps America rolling.
We are.
Right? I was going to be like, well, it's time to roll that down. But you know what?
Yep.
Just only 12 seconds left of the song already.
Ready? Wow.
Okay, well, I'm not complaining. I mean, a little bit colder a couple days ago, lots nicer, but I'm not complaining.
No, it was a 20-degree dip.
50, 54, 55. I mean, I looked it up. 54 degrees is the average temperature from February 1st through the end of February in Missouri.
Right.
Okay, but there's a big difference between, like, just north of Springfield and then Branson. There's a huge difference there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then there's a big jump from Branson, Arkansas, too.
Yep.
You know, we're like something weird in the jet stream here, like the magic voodoo or something. You know.
We're on that Mendoza line.
How are you doing today?
Doing good, man. How are you, Hans?
Oh, awesome. Awesome. It's February 5th, and it's Duff McKagan's 60th birthday.
Duff McKagan. Everybody knows him from what? Guns N' Roses.
And Velvet Revolver.
And Velvet Revolver, yeah.
You know, maybe he's a romantic pew-pew lover.
Could be.
You know what I'm saying? Well, both of his bands, yeah. Let's see. Is there anybody else that's worth mentioning besides Hank Aaron?
Yeah, the late, great Hank Aaron.
Hank Aaron was awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, well, see, you know, when you pull up these famous people, a lot of these people I don't know because they're YouTube stars and TikTok stars, and I just don't know them. Like, you ever heard of Joseph Kwatan?
No, I haven't.
How about Cesar Martinez?
Nope.
How about Steven Suptic?
Nope.
How about Jalen Barker?
Nope.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, they're famous to somebody.
They are.
You know, Michael Sheen.
It's just not us because we don't know.
Yeah, well, and that there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, it's okay.
No.
Kevin Gates, he was a rapper.
Right.
You know, he still is a rapper. But happy birthday. I can't name one of his songs, though.
Right.
Can you?
No.
We're going to do a segment today, okay? It's called Hold My Beer Olympics, just because, you know, it's that day.
Right.
It's hump day. And I know a lot of guys and gals that when they go through and they work really hard, at the end of the day, they like to have a cold snack or two.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of people like that. So this is the way it works. I tell you two stories.
Okay.
Okay, and this is the Hold My Beer Olympics. And then at the end of the year, we're going to go back through these stories and we're going to pick the winners and we're going to have like a playoff.
Sounds good.
To see who is the winner of Hold My Beer Olympics.
Nice.
Okay. Now, these stories are going to get better, but there's a couple, you know, that are just kind of like, don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So reel it in for me. Tell me again how this works.
It's going to be a story that's similar to another story, but it's bursting each other.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And I've got to pick the better of the stories.
Yeah, basically the dumbest wins.
Pretty much.
You know, how often does that happen, except for in, you know, certain elections from certain political parties?
Right. That's true. Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, okay. So, burglar. Okay, now, sometimes you win through inaction, even though action, which is drinking, has caused you to do something dumb, but sometimes inaction is action, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to start with an American story first.
Go ahead.
Because the French one, that's inaction. the American one, because, you know, we go out and we do things. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. This woman in 2014 got arrested. She was drunk and she used pepper spray on a couple in Idaho because she walked into the wrong house and they were trying to throw her out, and she thought they were trying to throw her out of her house.
Mm.
The officer said she was described as highly intoxicated. So they put her in the cop car and they delivered her to a detention facility. I'm thinking like the sober tank.
Right.
You know, some people call it the sober tank. Some people call it the drunk tank. What do you call it?
I would call it the drunk tank.
Well, when they got to the detention center, she had actually almost escaped into the trunk because she had eaten and gnawed her way through all of the upholstery and back seat foam cushioning of the patrol car's back seat. And you know what's weird? So this girl literally ate her way through the back seat of a police car in Idaho.
Wow.
After getting into a fight with somebody, spraying pepper spray in somebody's house because she thought the house was hers.
Wow. Jeez.
Okay, but in the same year, a Welsh woman did the same thing.
Huh.
Except she also caused damage to the car's metal from biting it.
Wow.
And she got fined 200 euros.
Huh.
It'd be more than that in America.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Way more money.
Story one. All right, what would you do if that happened to you? You're sitting at home, drunk lady walks in, thinks it's her house. What are you going to do?
You need to leave. You're in the wrong house.
Be like, Karen? Karen?
Karen, are you up?
Karen, leave.
Are you up?
Yeah, well, okay. Sarah? So she mistakenly walked into a place. And I don't know if this is going to matter to you because it's up to you, Gred.
Right. Yeah.
It's like Gred's ranking system. So we'll see how much we trust it.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, reminder, this is Hold My Beer Olympics, story one. Woman crazy, goes into the wrong house, pepper sprays the owners, gets taken to a detention facility, chews the foam, and almost works herself into the trunk of a car. Story one. Story two. This one's a little bit different because the man knew he wasn't in his home.
Right.
Okay, so champagne, you know, it just gets some people. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So French police in the medieval town of Provence, France, that's southeast of Paris, were called to a house, same year, 2014, after residents came home to find their blinds closed, and they knew that they had left them open earlier. Inside, they found a 42-year-old drunk man sleeping in the living room. Okay, but here's the crazy part. He was sitting in front of the television with an empty bottle of champagne. Now, what else did they find on him, Gred?
I wonder what.
This guy was a professional thief.
Oh, boy.
And he had went in and he had grabbed the passport.
Yeah.
The man's passport and $20,000.
Jeez.
That's Euro money. And here's the thing. He had a bicycle ready for a quick escape right outside the door. But he didn't think the people were coming back for a while, so he decided to sit down for a glass of bubbly.
Mm.
And he decided that the glass of bubbly tasted so good he drank the whole bottle.
Yeah, he was toast.
Yeah, he's toast. So the guy has a passport, which he obviously went in there to take. Guy must have looked like him or something. He's got 20,000 euros. He could leave at any time. He could, you know, jet set at that point.
Right.
The allure of champagne was so much that he got drunk and fell asleep and the cops caught him. So, story one, American woman goes into wrong house, pepper sprays owners, eats through the back of a cop car. Or, story two, French professional criminal goes and steals 20,000 euros and a passport. And decides to get drunk and fall asleep and pass out in the living room in front of a TV. Which is number one?
The number one craziest story is number two.
Number two? Okay, burglar gets drunk on champagne and forgets to make a getaway.
Yeah, and the reason for me picking this one is simple. You passed out literally after you did all that you did.
Okay, well,
how stupid can you be?
Well, you can be really stupid, but
we'll just say it is.
Let's just say that he had some really traumatic childhood going on.
Very intoxicated.
Okay, and he goes in and there's this nice comfy couch.
Yeah.
And there's a cold bottle of bubbly.
Yep.
You know, and he felt at home for once in his life.
Yeah.
I felt home
in his head.
Well, no, literally, I can hear somebody justifying that way.
I could too.
You know, I couldn't, but yeah.
I can hear it.
So, you got to remember now, I got to write this down.
Okay.
The French champagne burglar that doesn't get a getaway. That's winner number one in our Hold My Beer Olympics.
Yep.
Do you have any advice for the woman in Idaho?
Yeah, better start figuring out what address you're going to.
Have you ever done that before?
Going to the wrong address?
Yeah.
I have, but I wasn't drunk.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Well, that's because I was given bad directions.
When I was young, I remember waking up and my dad was up and I heard like a scuffle downstairs and literally a guy had walked into his home because, you know, back in my day, we never locked the doors.
Yeah.
And the guy walked right in, sat down on my dad's couch and fell asleep. Like, wasn't a friend, like kind of an acquaintance from years ago.
Yeah.
You know, that was, hey, it is what it is. But my dad said, get up, leave.
Right.
You know, what would you do?
I would do the same thing because it's just, you're nothing more than an acquaintance. It's just something, basically we just met or something on a whim. And then you're going to show up at my place years later? Come on.
Yeah, a little weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, it's, what would they call it, cringy?
Yeah.
Cringy?
Cringeworthy.
Yeah, well, for sure. You know, speaking of things that are not cringeworthy.
Right.
Do you ever get bored?
Oh, most certainly.
Well, let's talk about some things to do in Springfield for the month of February.
Oh, okay.
How about this? Springfield Little Theater presents Waitress, and it's been going on since the beginning of this month through the 16th.
Wow. Okay.
You know what? I actually love plays. I love high school plays.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think teachers get enough credit, especially around here. I have been to multiple high schools where they do their high school plays, and they're phenomenal. It's like they have Broadway actors in a lot of these.
Yeah. And I know your daughter, I watched her in a play, I think.
Yeah, not Elvira. What was the girl's name she played?
Oh,
that one was a singing one.
It was the one where she sang.
Yeah, she sang, plus she did really, really
acted
good
in it. She was really good in it.
Yeah,
her and the other kids really pulled it off.
And then, you know, MSU has some of that stuff. Jury has some of that stuff. So go watch a play. Get out, go do something. The Waitress, okay? There's number one. Okay, how about this? Serenity Yoga at Wonders of Wildlife. Now, I can see you doing yoga.
You can see me doing yoga? I don't know about that.
Yeah. Gred and spandex pants. It'll work.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Well,
no Richard Simmons for this guy. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. You go to a place like that and, you know, single gals to meet guys that will expand their mind.
Hmm.
And, you know, yoga is like what? Working out and stretching at the same time and balancing your inner being. Is it?
Yeah. I may be able to make a stretch here.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It says guests should bring a yoga mat, so you can get them a yoga mat.
Right.
You might need blocks, a blanket. You can get that stuff.
Right.
But it is February 6th, so you're going to have to make your mind up. That's tomorrow. To go there and do Serenity. So Serenity. But Wonders of Wildlife is so amazing. The aquarium over there. Don't you think so?
Yeah, it's wonderful over there. I love it.
So imagine doing yoga in front of that great big tank.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this would apply to me, but not to you. There's a father-daughter dance in Nixa February 7th at the X Center. I always have a blast at those things. My daughters always have a blast at those things. And I'll tell you, I think it's important for fathers to do stuff like that because what you notice is you go into these places and you go to a father-daughter dance and it's just like a high school dance, literally. The the dads are all on the side, and, you know, there's a couple girls out there hamming it up, but most of them are just kind of hanging around in their friends or friend cliques, you know?
Yeah.
Until the dads start showing up that are super involved with their daughters, and their daughters just don't care. They just go out and have a blast. They're having right. fun. You know what I'm saying? And they,
yep.
Oh, I love it. I love it. February 8th, 12th annual Beer, Wine, Cheese Festival. We already talked about this one, but that's going to be fun. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Here's one for you. Lab Coats and Tiaras. February 8th, the Discovery Center of Springfield. Kids can meet princesses and conduct hands-on science experiments with them at the Discovery Center's Lab Coats and Tiaras event. Tiaras.
Yeah, it's Tiaras, I think.
You go to that.
I don't know.
No?
Maybe.
There's princesses there, man.
Yeah. I think I'll stick with the play.
Well, here is Galentine's Day cocktail class. You remember Cocktail?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Could you do that?
I probably could if I got a little bit of practice at it.
How good would you be?
I'd be really good once they showed me how to do it.
Well, it says folks can learn how to craft their own cocktails through hands-on learning at a Galentine's Day cocktail class, 14 Mill Markets Wisner Bar.
Mm.
$40 a person. And it includes choice of martini to drink, as well as supplies for crafting a chocolate-covered strawberry martini. Ooh. Or espresso martini. Mmm. But you got to be 21 years or older. Well, you got that beat.
Oh, yeah, most certainly.
Love Bites Moth Market. How about that?
Mmm.
Says from crocheted cryptids to tarot card bookmarks. The Love Bites Moth Market offers oddities, collectibles, and unique finds sure to cut through the cloying sweetness of Valentine's Day. Do you like Valentine's Day?
If I got a significant someone, I usually do.
All right, well, tell us about your last significant someone on Valentine's Day.
Well, I guess last year when I was still with my ex, we did stuff. We went out to dinner and stuff.
Really?
Went out to a steak dinner and
steak.
I want to say Colton's.
Was it any good, Colton's?
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay.
So I've had Colton's, I've had Jim's, and I've had Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I'd rather have Texas Roadhouse out of those.
I think Jim's is probably the best one out of all of those.
Really?
Texas Roadhouse is good. Although last time I was there, my stuff was burnt.
Oh, that's no good.
My biscuits got burnt, man.
That can't happen.
No, especially with that bread, you know. And then there was something off about the cinnamon butter.
Really?
So I actually asked for regular butter.
Hmm.
Okay, like, you got to be some kind of weird to ask for different types of, wouldn't you say?
You would think so, yeah. That should be an automatic that they have the right proper cinnamon butter.
Well, you'd think so. I mean, that's their calling card.
That is their calling card. That's what you eat before you eat the big meal.
Well, today in history was the Articles of Confederation.
Mm.
1778, Articles of Confederation was ratified by the second state, South Carolina. What do you think about that?
Awesome. I mean, it's history.
I love history. Do you love history?
I love history. Love making history.
Well, I do too. United Artists were founded. 1919 Hollywood Film Studio, United Artists, founded by Charlie Chaplin, Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, and D.W. Griffith. The only one I know is Mary Pickford and Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah.
Did you know any of the other ones of those?
I think I knew all, well, the first three.
You did know all of them?
Yeah.
Are you lying?
I'm not lying.
Yeah. Well, and today's another, you know, they talk about us kind of being weird here in America.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think people need a reminder.
Yeah.
Today, in 1597, a group of early Japanese Christians known as the 26 Martyrs are killed by the new government of Japan for being seen as a threat to Japanese society.
Wow.
You know, you got to say something about society.
Society.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. society, well, society today is just as bad.
Well, here's some crazy things for you to think about. You know, we always look at, like, the smartest humans were today, and this was so long ago, and you know what I mean?
Right.
Did you know that woolly mammoths were still alive when Egyptians were building the pyramids?
I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe that's just a bad one, but how about this one? You could take the London Underground to the last public hanging in the UK in 1868.
That's pretty wild. I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy? Or how about this one? It seems like prisoners, you know, World War II, Auschwitz, that seems like so long ago, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, prisoners arrived at Auschwitz just days after McDonald's was founded in 1940.
Huh.
What do you think of that?
That's pretty wild. Didn't know that one.
Okay. How about sports fans? You're a sports fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about this one? The Ottoman Empire existed the second to last time the Chicago Cubs won the World Series.
Wow.
1908.
That's crazy.
Yeah, most people,
you would not think that, you know?
No, I mean, Ottoman Empire, you think kings, queens.
1500.
Yeah, 1600. Back in the day. Yeah, 1908, man. Ottoman Empire was still here.
Wow.
How about this? I'm going to give you one. How old do you think Sega Genesis is?
40 years old.
How old was Nintendo?
About the same, maybe a little bit more.
Okay. This one's going to blow your socks off, okay?
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Nintendo was founded when Jack the Ripper was still on the loose in 1889.
No way.
Yeah, because guess what? Nintendo was a playing card company.
Oh, gosh.
Shomen Dori Ohashi from Kyoto, Japan, started the Nintendo Playing Card Company in 1889.
Wow.
Think about that for a second. All right. So now let's jump way back into your data bank of American history. All right, brother?
Okay.
All right. By the time pilgrims made it to Plymouth Rock. Now, Plymouth Rock was how long ago?
Oh, gosh. Something long ago.
1620.
Yeah.
Okay. It was really, really, when you think about it, that's our beginning, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When the pilgrims made it to Plymouth Rock,
yeah,
there was already a palace built called the Palace of Governors in New Mexico.
Hmm.
I want you to think about that for a second. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot going on that, you know, sat in the same time frame that we think.
Right.
Okay. How about this? Star Wars came out the same year as the last guillotine execution in France.
That's astoundingly crazy.
1977, man. They were still chopping and lopping.
Wow.
You know, instead of pumping and dumping, chopping and lopping?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. here's something crazy, too. Now, the Swiss, according to at least one political side in America, the Swiss got everything right, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they are way ahead of anything we could do, right?
That's what they say.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Swiss women got the right to vote. Swiss women, okay?
Yeah.
Got the right to vote the same year the United States of America drove a buggy on the moon in 1971.
Wow.
So who's got it right?
That's Swiss, I guess.
Is it the Swiss?
Yeah.
Okay. How long has Spain been a free nation?
Probably for quite a while.
How long do you think?
I'm going to say about 48 years.
Are you trying to do math in your head?
I am.
How about this? Microsoft was founded while Spain was still a fascist dictatorship in 1975.
Wow. Didn't realize Microsoft was that old.
Yeah, you would have never guessed, right?
No.
Okay. There's a bunch of these on here. I think I'm going to read two more just because these ones are so unbelievable. Okay, you know the Brooklyn Bridge, right?
Yeah.
The Brooklyn Bridge was being built during the Battle of the Little Bighorn.
Huh.
Imagine that.
That is crazy.
Custer's last stand.
Yeah.
Happened at the same time they were building the Brooklyn Bridge.
Jeez.
Right?
Didn't see that one. No, didn't register.
All right. Okay. So one more. Orville Wright, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
All right. The Wright brothers, the ones that developed flying. Okay. Now, when you think about technology and how far technology has came, just remember this. Orville Wright was still alive when we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945.
Oh, wow.
Think about that for a second.
That really is
Does that not blow your mind?
It blows my mind, yeah. It's wow.
Yeah, so it is what it is. You know what? It's that day. And I don't want to take up all these hardworking men and women's day.
Right.
But we've been getting quite a few emails lately, and it's kind of fun to see. We've got a couple questions. Now, today, we did Hold My Beer Olympics. But here's some different segments that you get to look forward to on Morning Crankers. Product reviews. You know, everybody does those, but hey, it's funny. We're going to do some weirdest superpower stuff.
Right.
Okay, like Gret and I were talking about this, and I thought, you know, a weird superpower would be like, I can summon biscuits any time of the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, they come out room temperature.
I can summon apple butter jelly for those biscuits.
But it's frozen.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So the weirdest superpower. Then we're going to have dumb criminal files, which I kind of like because there's some dumb ones. social media catastrophes. There's some of them that we can talk about, some we can't. How about he'll be the only word in the day?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Conspiracy corner. But we're going to take a conspiracy. And we're going to give you the most satirical take that we can.
Yes.
Redneck science experiments. I think that's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
America news.
America.
Walmart sightings.
Hmm.
Fix it like a redneck challenge.
Yes.
Anything versus anything.
Anything versus anything. Now that's going to be very anything.
Versus anything.
Anything versus anything.
Yeah. Like, well, yeah, I mean, we could talk about.
We could talk about anything.
Right. One piece versus two piece.
Yeah.
You know, $5 menu versus dollar menu.
Yeah.
Rock music versus country music.
Right.
It could be anything, folks.
Anything.
Hold My Beer Olympics, which we already did. Google it. What do you think of that? It's just Google it dummy.
Right.
Any things people do that are dumb that if you could just Google it, you'd be fine.
Right.
One of my favorites coming up is the bad advice hotline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have people call in, and we're going to give them the worst advice that we can in their situation. That one sounds like fun.
It does. I like it.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever we say, do the opposite.
Yep.
How about guess that sound?
Guess the sound.
Yeah, that's a good one. The fake news game.
Yeah.
Which news is fake? Which is not? Mm-mm. And, you know, I was thinking about you when I wrote this one down, but it's embarrassing confession booth. How good is that going to be?
It is going to be good.
Yeah. I think it's going to be outstanding. Oh, we love you, folks. Thank you for being here, Morning Crankers. Enjoy your hump day.
Enjoy it, folks. Get out there.